So I'm talking with Staff Sergeant Garcia. Could you please describe what you've been doing today with the U.S. Latvian forces?
So we're here just kind of, you know, building a relationship, partnership, working together. And we thought it'd be a good idea. Obviously, planning had occurred before we got here. But to really kind of go to the communities and show that, you know, together, partnering up, working together, and making that impact on the community. So today we went out with, I think I might mess the name up, the orphanage at Lepai?
Yeah, Lepai, yes.
Lepai.
Yeah.
And we started off by going to the little kart racing, and then we did some laser tag. And I think they really liked that. Everybody's really excited. And those carts went pretty fast. It was pretty fun. And we pretty much broke everyone up. So there would be some part of the Latvian military. There would be some U.S. Marine. And then there would be either one or two of the orphans that are going around with us. Just so we can kind of focus on the children and really make sure they're having a good time and getting to know them. And then today, after we had some lunch, we came over here and towed some of the naval vessel and really got a good... I think the kids really like going inside. It's a lot easier for them to move around inside the ship than for us. And, you know, now we're doing a little bit more recreation for them, really hoping that they're having a great time and that they're enjoying themselves and that we can leave a good lasting impression on them. Since we are here,
so have you seen the kids' moods like change throughout the day? Like were they more like receding when you started, and now do you see them opening up?
Oh, absolutely. When we were first introduced, the girls seemed to be very shy towards the Marines, and also there's that language barrier. But the Latvian military service members have been really good at helping us speak through them, and then the children speak through them to us. And, I mean, now anywhere I go, the young lady grabs me by my hand and just walks me everywhere. And she's very open. She's teaching me games. I'm teaching her little hand games. And it's really awesome to see them open up like that after a while. From, you know, not knowing you at all to being, like, perfect example, they're just sitting there holding hands and waiting for their turn. And they just really, really have opened up to all of us. And I think that's an absolute great thing.
And how long have you been staying here?
So we've only been here for about 3 or 4 days. We plan to be here for another couple weeks. But this really is the beginning of, this is the first real ability that we've had to come out here and do some sort of event, planned event with people in the local area. So I believe tomorrow we will be driving up to Ventspil.
Yeah, where you will be installing
the boards for the walk. And so we wish we could do more things, but we understand that, you know, with everything going on, that it's really hard to really support us and get everything that they need, or that we would need to really go around. But hopefully we'll be able to come back and definitely do more events like this. I think it's very impactful. I think it's a great thing. And hopefully we'll, and I love the place. So hopefully I'll be able to come back again.
Great. Well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much for the interview.